Well, dear friends, grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Can you believe that? Can you believe that? It's not fair that God loves sinners? That God loves evildoers? That God loves his enemies? They didn't deserve it. They didn't earn it. I mean, most of them didn't even want it. And God still loved them. It's not fair. And you know what gets me is that they didn't even show a hint of remorse before he loved them. How does it go? And while they were yet still sinners, Christ died for them. That's so annoying. I mean, hasn't God seen how horrible these people can be? Haven't you seen how horrible these people can be? I mean, hasn't God, watch the news lately? I mean, doesn't God doom scroll Facebook? Doesn't God look down from heaven and see what these kinds of people are up to? The unspeakable evils they commit? The innocent people that suffer at their hands? How detestable they are? These people hate God. These people hate God's ways. These people not only tolerate sin, not only are okay with sin, they celebrate sin. These kinds of people manipulate others and use others and take advantage of others. They cheat, they steal, they lust, they murder, they gossip. And you know what? On top of all that, they're also lazy. They're annoying, they're slimy and dirty, and they're probably smelly. And you know what? Like, these people never change. And you know, while we're at it, they probably voted for the other guy too, right? How many of you know somebody like this? How many of you are sitting in the same pew as somebody like this? How many people do you know are sitting in the same seat you are right now that are like this? Yeah. But you know what the kind of people I'm talking about, right? Like you get a dirty, icky feeling when you're around them. These are the people that when you get to know them and you see what kind of people they are, like, in your mind, you write them off as a lost cause. These are the kinds of people that it's just easier for you if you pretend they just don't exist. And if you're able, oh, it's so much easier just to avoid them. Just to ignore them and to forget that you've ever even met them, because your life feels better without them. It's easier to pretend they don't exist and avoid them. But do you know what's so annoying? God doesn't. You know what he did instead? And this is the worst, right? He made grace and forgiveness available to them. God made grace and forgiveness available to anybody, freely available to all these kinds of people. God made grace and forgiveness as widespread as death. And that's saying something, right? Because last I checked, death has like a 100% rate, doesn't it? Like a 100% rate of hitting, doesn't it? And he made his grace and forgiveness as widespread as death itself. So that just as all die because of one guy, right? And we all know who that guy is, Adam. It's through one other guy that God makes his free gift of grace even more abundant. And his name is Jesus. One man sinned, and the other took all the sin. One man's way of life leads to death, and another man's death leads the way to a new life. And it's so annoying, isn't it? Because for all the good that you and I try to do, the good people that we try to be, and all the effort that we put in, and all the struggle that we put in to resist all these sinful urges that we have, and all the times where we don't punch people in the face, we have a God who loves them anyway, when they're not the ones trying. And in fact, you know that line, God helps those who help themselves? This passage from Romans says that God is anything but that kind of a God. There's no God helps those who help themselves here. No, no, no. God helps those who can't help themselves. He helps those who don't want to help themselves. God helps his enemies. God does not love only the people who put in an effort. He doesn't only love the spiritual heroes. By the way, there are none. And God certainly does not love only those people who overcome their own sin. Oh, and by the way, there are none. Instead, he shows his love by overcoming their sin in Christ. And it's not fair. And dear Christian, it's not fair in your favor. Why? Because you are the evil one. Romans chapter 5, verses 8 through 10. But God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. While we were still enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his son. You started it. You, in your sin, you made God your enemy. You started it. And he ended the war. He finished it. He resolved the hostility. He turned you from foe to favored. He made you his ally. And because of Jesus, you have gone from war with God to peace. You have gone from doom, because you are his enemy, to hope and a future. Jesus took responsibility for your reconciliation to God because you couldn't. There's no God helps those who help themselves here. Because in love, Jesus took God's wrath in your place. And because of that, you right now are forgiven. You right now, even though we're still sinners, we are sinless. And right now you are righteous. You have a right relationship with God. And now you are not enemies with God. No, no, no. Now you have a friend in God. And that means, dear Christian, that you live differently. And what that different life looks like is that you don't do good and avoid sin in order to get on God's good side. No, no, no. You don't try to live that kind of life anymore. You're not trying to find ways to have God think highly of you so that he might be impressed with you, so that he might love you. No, we live a different kind of life. We do good and we avoid sin because you are on God's side. Already, you are on his side. And because you are on his side, because you are his friend, because you are his ally, because you are already at peace with him, that is why you live differently, and that is why you do good, and that is why you avoid sin, because he has given you, once his enemy, a new life in Christ right now. But I gotta tell you, it gets worse. because not only did he love you, his enemy, but he loves sinners through you. I told you, it's gonna get worse, and you know what? It's not fair. Because if you haven't already, you are going to run into some of these sinners. Has anybody run into sinners lately? You are going to run into some of these sinners that God has sent Jesus to forgive. And guess what? Because he loves sinners through you, you, dear Christian, you are going to have to love them. And guess what? You are going to have to treat them like Christ died for them. Oh, and it gets worse. It gets worse. Because you're going to have to love them and treat them like Christ died for them while they're still sinners. So you don't get to love these people who were former sinners. No, you don't get to love the cleaned up version of them. But you get to, and you have to, I told you it's not fair, you are going to love them for who they are right now. Even while they're still dirty and smelly and slimy and annoying. And guess what? It gets even worse, doesn't it? Because Christ told you, dear Christian, to take up your cross and follow him, guess what you get to do? Now, let's think about this. What did Jesus do on his cross? He died for who? Sinners? His enemies? And if he tells you to take up your cross and follow him, what is he asking you to do for sinners and enemies? Die. And by the way, it gets worse. Because it's not just like you nobly take a bullet for somebody. No. It's even worse than that, because it's the things that make you feel like dying, like the things that you'd rather die than have to do. It's the things that like kill you on the inside. It's those things that are taking up your cross and following Jesus for sinners, because you are going to have to die for sinners. And you know what feels like death? forbearing sinners. Forbearance, forbearing somebody means you put up with their annoyances and their sins, and you love them anyway. And you let it roll off your back, and you love them, and you serve them anyway. And you know what else feels like death? What feels like you die a little bit on the inside when you have to do it is forgiving them. And you know what else feels like death? Like dying on the inside a little bit? Giving them a second chance. And a third chance. And a fourth chance. And 70 times 7 chances. It's serving them. And showing love to them. And by the way, it gets worse. Because most of all, you are going to have to tell them that the good news of Jesus is for them. That their sins, as annoying and smelly and dirty and terrible as they are, come from the same place that your sins do. And you're going to have to tell them that God calls them to repentance because he wants to forgive them. Because he sent his son for them, just like he sent his son for you. Oh, it's the worst. It's the worst. And it's not fair. And that's a good thing. Praise God that he reconciles with his enemies in Christ. In Jesus' name. Amen.